Over the last four sessions, I'm going to cover creation, fall, salvation, and the kingdom of God. With these topics of four spiritual laws, the message will be given in for 10 minutes per each. And today I'm going to talk about creation. In Genesis chapter 1 verse 1, God, it says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." So the fact that God created this world is that He, with His great hope for this world, following according to His will, He designed this world. And to know, for us to know creation, is to know with what kind of hope, why He created this world. That is what we need to know. No, it's not by chance that this world just came to be. Or if you believe like that, if you believe that by any chance, by chance this world came to be, it means to believe that you put the parts of car in a box and shake it, then you expect to see a car come out of the box. But the Bible says that God declared that He created this world. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 27 and 28, it says, "So God created man in His own image. In the image of God, He created him, male and female, and He created him. God blessed them and said to them, 'Be fruitful and increase in number, fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air and over every living creature that moves on the ground.'" So God, when He created men and women, He created them in His own image and told them to be fruitful. To be fruitful, it means to be a fruit. Following this word, the first one who became the first fruit is Jesus. Though what does the fruit refer to in the Bible? And there are nine fruits of the Holy Spirit in Galatians chapter 5. That is the joy, love, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And also 1 John says, the love, God is love. When you look for the verses of fruit in the Bible, they are all to do with love. So the very first command of God to be fruitful means that we need to be a fruit of love. So therefore, that when God created man, He created man in His image of love. So when He placed the image of love in them so that they could be fruitful and increase in number. And no matter how scary a gang member is, the gang member can love his own child. The devil can try to damage the image of God, but then he can never destroy it. So in Korea, when man goes to army and comes back, we say, "Oh, now finally you are mature." But unlike the past, how he used to take the parents' love for granted, now after he's been to an army, he realized how grateful the love is. So for us to becoming a fruit means before God, we are becoming mature. God's love, instead of taking it for granted, before His love, we should be able to shed tears of love. So for us to be fruitful, for us to be a fruit, we need these two things. Just as John chapter 15 says, for us to be a fruit, we need to dwell in God's love. And with that love received, we need to carry out that very love. And First John chapter 4 verse 8 says, "Whoever does not love does not know God," which means when you give a birth to a child, only then will you know the love of your parents. Just like that, when you are at the position of God, you will come to know the love of God. That is the purpose of our life. In God's love, as we dwell in Him and becoming the fruit like Jesus, that is the very purpose of our life. It shouldn't be just one-way love by Jesus, but we also should love Him back and fulfill this love. That is the purpose of our life. This life here on earth is not eternal. It is a momentary life and death. Nobody here on earth can avoid death. even you who are listening to this message later, after 50, 60 years later, you will be wearing an oxygen mask at the hospital, and your friends and family around you, they may be crying. You know, doctor will enter and will say, oh, you need to prepare your hearts because you're about to die. So with oxygen mask on, your breath is running out. And when you hear that you need to prepare your heart, you know, what would you be thinking? What would come across your mind? Would you think, oh, I should have saved more money? Or if you are a student, would you think that, oh, I should have written a better report, I should have gained another PhD? Nobody would think like that. So while we are here on earth, we need to know the priority of our life, because you know, if you fail the test at school, you can retake it, but then the life will not be given again a second time. So the heaven that we go to after die is a world of love. So it is a place where we breathe love. So to be fruitful, multiply in number here on earth, which means we need to prepare the heaven after death. In other words, this earth, it is a training ground for heaven. So a fruit on a tree, if it is well ripe, it will fall easily. However, if it's not ripe, it won't fall. So when the death is imminent, you know, following the first command of God, trying to be a fruit, we will easily depart this earth. However, I once heard this woman screaming before death, which means she wasn't ready to die. So before that, no one can comfort, nobody can die for me. Before that, only the Lord is what we need. And this world is so busy. It's an era of inundated information, but then we need to hold on to this sure truth. The fact that we are given time here on earth means we are given opportunity to prepare heaven. So this time, this earthly life is a time where you can use it for you to prepare heavenly life. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. You created this world and man, and this knowing the will of your love, may we not wander off in this world, but rather may we follow the footsteps that Jesus took. We pray in Jesus' name.